16th pick overall, not where you want to be. You want to either pick 32nd.
No man's land.
Yeah,
no man's land.
But it's kind of a sweet spot as well because there's going to be some talent that can fall into that spot. Position-wise, player-wise, who do you like at that place in the draft?
I need to know what Jadeveon Clowney's about. And I spoke with Bill O'Brien briefly yesterday about Clowney, and he said, look, there was these injuries. Like, yeah. You don't hold it against the player. We don't hold it against him that he had a concussion. We don't hold it against him that he had the knee injury. Like, that's not on him. But once he's healthy, what are you getting out of Jadeveon Clowney? Because I still think the defensive line needs help. Lewis Nix III, what are you getting there? Is there anything there? I mean, that was a guy you took in the third round. You'd hope he'd be the guy. You'd hope he'd have a future. But this draft is very heavy on pass rush. So I think you got J.J. Watt on one end. You know, Cushing's there. You've got other guys in the linebacker position. I'd like to see them get a pass rusher, whether it's from the outside or interior defensive line. Some names I'd throw out. You know, if a Dante Fowler from Florida drops, that's an intriguing possibility. Vic Beasley out of Clemson, if he somehow drops. Even Randy Gregory, who a guy 2 days ago everyone was saying was a top five pick, no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's a top five pick. There's a chance he falls down boards. All of these guys, if they can get to the quarterback, I think that's an important thing for the Houston Texans.
It's like pitching. You can never have too many pitchers. You never have too many pass rushers.
Agreed. And wide receiver spot, I think you guys are pretty set. I think DeAndre Hopkins has solidified himself as a number two. I don't think Andre Johnson's going anywhere for the next couple of years. That's a good one, too. You know, you got to like what you got out of the offensive line. Guys stepped up. To me, it's defensive tackle and defensive end. And you know, you might take a tight end. Who knows? You know, there's a possibility that there's a Devin Funchess taken there, but I'd be really surprised if they didn't go defense with that first pick.
Peter, always good to talk with you. Best of luck, and we'll.
I love nothing more than being at a Texans game, and then I'm watching the Jumbotron, and I see your beautiful face come up there during the game, second quarter, some intermission, talking about Papa John's or whatever the local sponsor is.
I've never once talked about Papa John's during a game. That was at a pizza parlor with JJ.
Whatever it was, Big JJ's, whoever it was. That would be J.J. Watt talking about Papa John's, but you were always there, and I love coming on and talking with you, Drew. You're the man.
Clearly, my mother's $5 check made it in the mail to Peter.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you, Peter Schrager.
Thank you.